Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
You're primarily an entertainer on the radio.
We're on the radio.
I love radio.
You're in your car listening to the radio.
I cannot believe this stuff is on the radio.
Yeah.
Good luck in radio.
Yeah.
You are looking for a better channel on the radio.
I wonder if we could have a few words for the radio audience, would you?
If you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
Let's do the show.
It is Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. Good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Producer Dan is out on vacation this week.
Sleeping in.
I told him we'd call him one
Do
day.
Not. Absolutely not. He won't answer. You know how he is. Mm-hmm. Just, he will not. He'll look at the phone and put it right back down.
Oh, he doesn't answer when he's working.
Well, neither do I, for that matter.
That's not true. That is untrue.
Fitty.
Yeah. What'd you get into yesterday after work?
Nothing. I went home. Well, I had an eye exam because, you know, I'm old, so I have to get them literally every year on the dot. My eyes get worse. So wow. I had my eye exam. They told me I have all of my ducts in my eyes are blocked.
Okay.
So
that can't be good.
I'm getting, like, no moisture on my eyes, so they're very dry, like they hurt all the time, and now I know why. So I have to go in tomorrow for a scan.
Okay.
And then they have like a light therapy that they can do, which will help unblock these things.
Interesting.
That will cost me probably $1 million, and it's not
covered
by insurance.
I'm sure it's covered in insurance,
but it hurts, so it would be nice to have that back. Like, yeah, like, although you'd think as much as I cry,
I was gonna say there's a lot of moisture there,
but yeah, no. So they'll like overwater. Like I'm sure you've seen me. There are days that one eye just waters and doesn't stop, and I'm sitting over here like all day. But I guess that's why. So anyway, so I got a new pair of glasses and gonna update these. So they ordered all that. Also not covered by insurance. And then I did laundry. It was a very exciting day. It was adulting hardcore yesterday. And then I looked up at the clock. I'm like, it's 6:00. What am I doing here? So I got in bed.
That's a little aggressive, but okay.
No, that's pretty much my life. 6:00. Oh, my God. That's my life.
We lead a very different life.
Well, I have nobody to need me for anything. I have nobody who can say we have plans tonight, or the kid needs to go somewhere, or the dog needs to go somewhere. I have absolutely nothing, and it's starting to eat my lunch. So
you were adulting, and I was being a 14-year-old child.
I'm so happy. What did you do?
Well, Lana's doing Mahjong lessons on Monday nights right now.
Right.
She loves to play. She used to play a lot.
My girlfriend started playing that. That must be a thing. And, with the ladies.
Yeah, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And so we have some friends, and they play a lot whenever we visit them. Most of their family is Chinese, and they play the original version of the game. But Lana's learning like an Americanized version of the game with her girlfriends.
Just like us, to dumb something down. Yeah, can't understand.
She was telling our friends that, I'm playing American Mahjong. And they looked at her and was like, there's no such thing as American. There's Mahjong. That's it. But anyway, so she had that lesson last night. And so I don't know if you know this or not, but Lana and Barrett for my birthday bought me a PlayStation 5.
Who are you?
I know, right? And so I sat there yesterday for probably 3 hours, setting it all up, downloading games, trying to find games I like, getting mad that a lot of the games suck. And they're so expensive.
You can return them within 24 hours, probably. My Oculus was like that, because I would rent a game and then try and play it, and if it was too movie, like it made me sick.
Right.
So I went back in and I returned it, and if you're within a certain time frame, you can get your money back.
Well, what you do is you buy a PlayStation Plus pass.
Yeah.
And it's like $100 for the year.
Yeah.
And it just gives you access to hundreds of games.
Oh, well then.
So you're not really paying for individual games way.
It's like watching the first 5 minutes of something on Netflix and going, nope, I'm out.
But all of those games are free for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I see.
The good games are you know, I was looking at some of the prices.
So then do you go when you look at a game? This is what I did on the Oculus. I would go onto Reddit or something and read every review about the game. Like, can I?
That's especially a great question.
Especially to find out, like, if I could do it with my right. not being able to do as many things on that because I puke. But
no, I didn't.
But
do that.
Yes, I did.
I just
would go
download
look up everything
and
see.
No, I didn't do that. I just went in and played it.
Well, that way you know too.
And I found this motorcycle game.
Is it like the one at the arcades?
Where you would lean left and right?
Yeah.
Yes. And now my trigger finger has arthritis and is blistered. Because I'm pulling on the trigger so hard.
It doesn't come with the wheel for driving? Is not it not old one. School?
Well, I'm sure it does. I'm sure I could do that,
too. That would be
too.
Way funner. Be able to hammer down on the accelerator.
One of the first games I went to buy was F1.
Right.
And that game was, I think it was over $100.
Stop it.
Or it was like $99.
You're joking.
I'm not.
Were video games always expensive? Like just in the parlance of the times. Like in 80s money, what we paid for like a Super Mario Brothers.
Didn't feel
is it
like
the same?
It. Doesn't feel like it. And you don't even get the game anymore. You just get a digital download.
Yeah, which means that if they decide to take it away from you, they can.
Right, right. So.
Well, buddy,
we
I
had
love.
Had different lives yesterday.
Well, are you playing with people?
Not yet. I haven't taken that leap.
Okay. I need you to play some kind of game where you're on there with 14-year-old boys going, go, go, go.
I did try to teach myself Fortnite yesterday.
Yeah. Do that. You have. And then when you start making people, I need to see audio, video, all of it.
I
of
went
you
in
yelling
and,
at your, or them yelling at you.
Yes. I went in and tried to play and just got smoked. And I couldn't even keep from getting. So Fortnite, the way the game works is it's the weather is closing around you and forcing you into closer space.
Okay.
I couldn't even avoid the weather. I would just get annihilated by the storm, not even other people. I'm so bad at
this. The weather got you.
Yes, the weather got me.
Okay.
So Lana will be taking Mahjong classes. I'm sure I'm going to hire some 14-year-olds.
Maybe you could get a Fortnite class.
I was on videos yesterday on YouTube, and 12-year-olds were trying to teach me how to Fortnite.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Not one of my prouder moments when I had to go to YouTube and find a 14-year-old to teach me how
to. That's hilarious. Okay, I just looked it up. Like a Super Mario Brothers was $50 in 1990, which is about $120 today. So yeah they cost the same.
Probably about the same. All right, we're going to get into the Good Vibe Tribe coming up. Next, we're going to talk to a woman about their organization's director who is getting ready to step down and all the good that they're doing. That is in the Good Vibe Tribe next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is going to be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, please welcome Danielle Kemp in the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
So, Danielle, you're with the Federation for Children with Special Needs, and we can talk about the organization in a minute, but first we're going to talk about Pam, your executive director. What's going on with her?
So Pam Nurse has been our executive director for over 6 years, and she is retiring this year.
Wow.
We are honoring her at our gala in September, called our Building Community Gala. But yeah, what an amazing 6 years to be leading us. My goodness.
Can you tell us a bit about the Federation for Children with Special Needs and why you got involved?
Sure. So the Federation for Children with Special Needs was founded by parents of disabled kids over 51 years ago. It's still staffed by mostly parents of disabled kids. And we're the only statewide source of comprehensive special education and healthcare information. So if you have something going on with your disabled kid, call us, email us. We can help.
And then the event that you're having, the Building Community mm-hmm. Gala. This is happening.
We love a gala.
September 27th at the Boston Marriott Newton. What can we expect if people want to go to this?
Oh, come on down. There is dinner, dancing, and speeches honoring people like Pam who have just built our community over the years now when we need it more than ever.
How did you end up being a part of the organization, Danielle?
Sure. So like most staff that work there, I am a parent of a disabled kid. And I like to say the Federation is a hidden gem. I didn't know it existed until I needed it. And my goodness, I am glad it is here.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times these things are born out of necessity, and no one's going to no one's going to do it for you. So, as we know, with parents who have challenges with their kids, they're going to find a way.
Oh gosh, yes.
And then make it so big you have to have a gala.
Yes,
we're here for it.
Okay, so if people want to get tickets or find out about the organization, so it's FCSN.org, Federation for Children with Special Needs. You can look them up online, or again, you can go to FCSN.org. The Building Community Gala is happening September 27th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Boston Marriott Newton. It is the 51st anniversary. And then obviously celebrating your director who's getting ready to retire after 6 years there, which is a cool accomplishment as well. Anybody wants information, you can also text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Danielle, you and everybody over there are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
Thank you so much.
Well,
just one last thing.
Yes.
The laws that protect disabled children are still on the books. Call us if they're not being enforced.
Perfect.
That is a great tip. Thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Nice to meet you, Danielle. We'll talk to you again soon.
Nice to meet you, too.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe like Danielle was, drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234, so we can get you set up for that.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So the couple that we all love and have decided, I think, are the couple of 2025, and why they give us so much hope, I don't know. But Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson were spotted in Massachusetts. So apparently, Pamela was in a production of Camino Real at the Williamstown Theater Festival, which is so far west.
I think it's a different time zone.
Yeah.
They have use of the Pacific Ocean from that part of Massachusetts.
But she had a leading role in the play, and Liam and his son attended the show's final performance on Sunday. Isn't that amazing? Like, he's such a good guy. They really seem to be supporting each other. And I don't know if you've seen any of the press stuff that they've been doing. They're just leaning into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not saying anything, but just leaning into it. You know when they go, you go on the morning shows and they like, flash to you in the green room waiting to
right.
come on next. Like, they pretended to be making out and then pretended to be like, oh, don't look at me, or whatever. They're adorable. I love them so much.
Did I see them sharing lip gloss or something
yes,
like that as well?
They just are so cute.
Well, that's because they are dating and they like
fine.
Each other.
And that's fine.
No, it's an interesting couple. Never in a
I
million
think it's
years
wonderful.
Would you believe Pamela Anderson is dating Liam Neeson.
And I think that if you asked the two of them, they would probably say the same thing.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
It just goes to show. You never know. And judging books by covers and stuff like that.
Right. Well, I'm happy for them.
Gives me faith
happy.
In love.
Right.
Finding love later in life is difficult. So, Beyonce's new Levi's ad has people a-buzzin'. So, you might remember, right before Cowboy Carter came out,
yes.
she did an ad with Levi's, and it was very countrified. However, this particular new ad starts in her cowboy era, but ends with her in cool jeans, dark makeup, and on a motorcycle. So, off the horse, onto a motorcycle. So, the question is Act 3 going to be a rock album? Because she already, you know, did everything she could in country music, right? Winning awards and you know, a
right.
tour that
shows.
Made money.
Right.
So, why not?
Hmm.
Rock radio, Beyonce, coming soon. I'm here for it.
What can she do, Kennedy?
Nothing.
What can't she do?
She can do everything.
She can.
I'm here for it.
Yep. Didn't Miley Cyrus did that a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Released a, what yeah, you call the rock
did a,
album, Joan Jett. And,
a Billy Idol.
Yeah, there was a bunch of stuff on there that was really, I like that album.
Yeah.
Actually. So, do what you want.
And speaking of new music, Ed Sheeran fans, you're going to get some deja vu with this latest news. He put up a post on Instagram saying, 14 years later, me and Rupert Grint from Harry Potter are reunited, and now we're getting a brand new music video. You might remember in 2011, Rupert played Ed's stalker in the music video for his song Lego House, because you know they're both pale gingers, and now he's seemingly back in character for A Little More, which is dropping this Thursday. So there's a little clip on there. No music for me to play for you. He hasn't leaked any of that yet, but that's pretty exciting. And Lady Gaga is going to release a song called Dead Dance as part of the second season of the Netflix series Wednesday. The song and video are expected to drop next month. She is appearing in the show, so I guess the day that her show airs, they'll release the song.
I've seen a couple of things about Lady Gaga pop up recently on social media. One is a picture of... what is Miley's sister's name? That escapes me.
Noah?
Noah Cyrus leaving her show the other night and just ripping a very large blunt.
As one does.
And then and not wearing a lot of clothes. And then the other one was Lady Gaga doing a show back in like 2008, one of her first shows. And nobody being in the crowd, and Lady Gaga just leaning into it, having a great time doing what she does.
I mean, don't you remember, like, all of her friends, the frenemies that she went to high school with, made a Facebook page that says Stephanie Giamatto will never be famous?
Right. No, I didn't know that.
Sure did.
Oh, yeah.
Friends like that.
Yep.
Get you Grammys.
Good for her.
And that's what I got.
Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Faith from Hooksett, New Hampshire.
Hi, Faith.
Hi.
Faith says, if you're driving through her town to get to the beach, just stop this summer, please. A lot of traffic in Hooksett, apparently. Where are they going when they're driving through Hooksett?
Usually the lakes region, but there is some people going to the beach.
All right. Oh, going to the lakes. Okay. I gotcha. All right. Well, slow down when you're driving through Faith's neighborhood.
Yeah, slow down if you're driving through anybody's neighborhood, you jerk. Speed limits are there for a reason.
Faith, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Okay, time to go.
All right, good luck.
Bye, Kennedy.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Unfortunately, Kennedy, looking at the big board, has 6,230 wins, only 455 losses. She's now in that soundproof studio. Faith, are you ready?
Yes.
Denise Richards was spotted shooting scenes for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What is the Beverly Hills zip code?
Oh, I do not know.
All right. Question number two.
Oh, wait. Can I go back?
Yes, of course you can, Faith.
Okay. I think, is it 90210?
There we go. Question number two. Today in 2006, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby was released. Who plays Ricky Bobby?
Will Ferrell.
Natasha Richardson's sister seems to approve of Liam Neeson's relationship with Pamela Anderson. Which European country does Nielsen hail from?
Think Ireland.
All right. Question number four. Mark Ruffalo's Hulk and John Bernthal's Punisher will be in the next Spider-Man movie. Can you name the actor that played Spider-Man prior to Tom Holland?
Andrew Garfield.
You're crushing it. Question number five. Soldier Boy Tellum was arrested after LA cops found a gun during a traffic stop. What is Soldier Boy? Oh, that's a screw up. What is Soldier Boy short for? I just told you, actually.
Soldier Boy Tellum?
Yeah, I have to give that one to you. Nice work. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I read my own question wrong. Imagine that.
Shocking.
I know, right? Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Let's see. Hold on 1 second. I need to check something real quick.
Okay. Do you need me to go out?
No. Okay, I got it right. I have Faith getting 4 out of 5 correct.
Okay, friend.
Nice job, Faith. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Denise Richards was spotted shooting scenes for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What is Beverly Hills' zip code?
90210.
I just realized.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. I was thinking it was the same as Charlestown in different orders, 02, 1, 2, 9, but it's not. Title 1, question
Focus,
number
buddy.
2. I can't. Today in 2006, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby was released. Who plays Ricky Bobby?
Will Ferrell.
Tied at 2. Natasha Richardson's sister seems to approve of Liam Neeson's relationship with Pamela Anderson. Which European country does Neeson hail from?
Where is he from?
I asked you first.
Is he Welsh?
He is from Northern Ireland. Mm. Tied at 2. Question number 4. Mark Ruffalo's Hulk and John Bernthal's Punisher will be in the next Spider-Man movie. Can you name the actor that played Spider-Man prior to Tom Holland?
Andrew Garfield.
Tied at 3. Did you see they're bringing back the original 3 Spider-Man movies to theaters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're tied at 3. Question number 5. Soldier Boy was arrested after LA cops found a gun during a traffic stop. What is Soldier Boy short for?
Soldier Boy? I have no idea. Is that not right?
Soldier Boy Tell 'em is the correct answer. Soldier Boy
Tell 'em. That's his name?
Soldier Boy Tell 'em. That is his full name. Which I accidentally gave to Faith, so she got it right, so she gets to win 4-3.
What?
I know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Tell Sal that this one was not my fault.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. She wanted fair and square 4-3, Kennedy.
Whatever.
Nice job, Faith. You got the $100.
Thank you so much.
And you got yourself a pair of tickets to see The Wiz playing from August 12th to August 24th at Citizens Opera House. For tickets, visit BroadwayInBoston.com. Kennedy, what do you want to say to Faith before she
I think
goes?
You should say it. My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Faith when Carson's judging. No offense.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mac?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to Mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix1041.
Mix1041, it is Carson and Kennedy. We are, of course, streaming on the Odyssey app, and it is...
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday, where bad opinions come to die. One of us gives a hot take.
Boom! Hot take!
The rest of us burn it down.
And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go!
Kennedy wants to retract a former hot take from Hot Take Tuesday. You can get yours in right now at 617-655-1234. Kennedy?
Okay, so a few weeks ago, I had a hot take about a movie. And I think we all know that my taste in movies is questionable, but I embrace that. It's who I am. And I had suggested that Batman and Robin was a good movie.
Yes, we roasted you for that one.
Based on the laurels of Arnold Schwarzenegger alone saying, chill out.
And Dan so, and I lambasted you.
Which is fine. Whatever.
Right.
You can have your opinions. I can have mine. That's why it's a hot take. But that said, over the weekend when I was in my house and couldn't leave, I watched it again.
And?
I take it all back.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
It's so bad,
Tuesday,
right?
Tuesday. Like monumentally bad. And
it's
again,
terrible.
I say I love bad movies.
Right.
Bad movies make me laugh and smile.
It's not a
and
bad movie.
And I still
in a
was
good way.
Laughing and smiling at Arnold, but not the way I remembered.
It's so
it's just
terrible.
Really, it's really colorful, but it's really bad.
Well, glad to have you on the right side of this conversation.
Anyway.
Metallica, to me, is one of the worst bands in rock and roll history.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I don't get this love affair with people and Metallica. You know, they came to town. They did a couple of shows, I think, at Gillette Stadium. All of my friends were, like, standing there crying at the feet of this band, and I just don't get it. I don't think he has a great voice. I don't think they have a great guitarist. I think their drummer is mid. I just okay, don't.
Two of those people are the same person.
No, because he plays guitar and sings, but then they also have a guitarist. And I just, listen, they're a good band. They have a couple of good songs. I love Master and Puppets. I mean, there's some, Enter Sandman is fine, but to call them one of the greatest bands in rock and roll history, absolute garbage in my humble opinion.
I mean, you're wrong, but 617-655-1234.
Call or text for Hot Take Tuesday. Cheryl, what do you have?
I have motorcycles everywhere, but who cares? Because they don't drive right.
Okay,
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Listen, well, you have to.
I think Tuesday. It's important to see them and whatever and all of that. But splitting lanes is the bane of my existence.
It's legal.
I don't care. It doesn't make sense. It's not safe. And as someone who was on the back of the bike, one of my exes had one, and he would do it all the time. And no.
I agree.
It concerns me that someone's going to open a door or be a and hurt them because they're pissed that they have to wait in traffic. It just, my palms are sweating just thinking about it.
They should be looking out for people who are in cars because most of them that are driving are not driving safe.
Correct.
Yeah. I know somebody who was killed in a motorcycle accident, but honestly, it was his own fault because he was driving like a jerk.
Oh my gosh, he wasn't driving like a jerk.
He'd still be here today.
All right. Thank you for your hot take. While I completely disagree with you, we love you for listening. Bye, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Bye. Michaela, what is your hot take today?
Michael Phelps did not raise the shark. Calling it a shark was stupid.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
I forgot completely about that.
Yeah, I don't really
remember
all of this story. What was it? Was he in a... Was the shark...
Okay. Let me tell you why this was beyond stupid. They timed multiple sharks traveling in an area, and they figured out the average time that it takes the shark to travel 100 meters. Not the fastest time. They didn't time one shark chasing prey. They found, like, an average time. Then they made a special little suit for him to go faster, put him in the ocean, and had him go the same distance, and they called it a race.
And that suit got banned by the swim... organization because it was not fair.
How long have you been holding on to that one?
Lost by 2 seconds.
How long have you been holding on to that hot take, though? I mean, that's
what a hot take is. Something that sits inside you and burns until you can finally have a space, and we gave it to you.
You and Michael Phelps are the only people that remember that.
Came up last night. My husband and I talked about it for 3 hours straight because he calls it a race. He's wrong. And then I remembered it was Hot Take Tuesday, and I was so excited to be able to tell the world.
We are excited you're here.
That is so
this
good.
This is ridiculous.
That is great. Thank you for calling in with that. We appreciate it.
Of course.
Bye-bye. 617-655-1234.
That is how you do a hot take.
Hot Take Chef's Tuesday, 617-655-1234. You can call or text if you have a hot take or you have opinions about the hot takes that were given by us.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
617-655-1234. Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe.
Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
Again, 617-655-1234. You can call or text. We've had a retraction of a hot take. That is the first time in the history of this segment. Kennedy.
Sometimes you have to admit it when you're wrong.
Kennedy retracts her hot take that Batman and Robin, the movie, the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Poison Ivy, was a good movie. And we torched you when you told us. What do you give us that hot take?
Good for you.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever.
Nice to you to come to see to the side that is right, Kennedy.
Oh, God.
You're on the right side of history now.
Get out of here.
What caused you to go back and rewatch it?
Well, I was pretty well stuck in the house for about, I don't know, 5 days over the past whatever because of my brain. And so I wanted to watch some stuff. And I was like, oh, let me watch that one because I just talked about it. And I remember how good it was. And then I watched it and I was like, wow, girl.
What was I thinking?
Woof.
And then my hot take was that
Metallica is overrated.
Metallica is definitely overrated. Don't get me wrong. They have a few good songs, okay? They hit a couple of songs. But they're just, oh my, his voice, the drummer, oh, just lazy rock and roll.
Oh my gosh, I can't with you.
Just lazy rock and roll.
Cannot.
Uninspired, unoriginal.
Oh my gosh, go away. No, wrong.
Again, 617-655-1234. Call or text for your Hot Take Tuesday. Alicia, Hot Take Tuesday, what do you got?
All right, so what's up with people walking in the street when there's sidewalks? What are the sidewalks for if they're not for walking?
I almost ran over a lady yesterday in Charlestown. She and, you know, Charlestown has these little tiny one-way roads. And on either side of this tiny little one-way road are very large sidewalks. And she's walking down the street with her little bag of groceries. And when I'm coming by, I look at her. She looks at me like I'm the idiot. Like I'm driving on the sidewalk or something. This infuriates me so much. Like, I get it if you have a big stroller or it's icy. But it was none of those things. Just some lady walking down the middle of the street.
Yeah, that is my problem every day when I go to the town of Needham. Oh, nobody's on a sidewalk.
Needham pedestrians are the worst.
The suburbs, like, y'all have big old sidewalks. You know what I mean?
But,
like, you've got spaces.
I live in Bentham where there's no sidewalk, and we would love sidewalks.
Oh, that's good stuff. Thanks,
Thank
Alicia.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hot Take Tuesday. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Megan from Lowell.
All right, Megan from Lowell. What do you got?
Carson, Lowell. Amen. I completely agree with you.
Metallica, worst band of all time.
Worst band of all time? That's a stretch, my guy.
What don't you like about them?
Maybe not the worst of all time,
okay,
but they're up there.
Yeah. What don't you like about them?
They're just a bunch of whiners. They're overrated.
Metallica, just a bunch of whiners. That should be their next album title.
I think I'm going back to the Napster days. I'm aging myself here.
Oh, that's right. You remember, weren't they for Napster?
No, they were like the first ones against it.
Were they against it?
And everybody hated them because it was the beginning of getting music for free.
Oh,
and so you were like, well, screw you. We should be able to have music for free.
Sure.
No, they were one of the first ones to like step up and make sure everybody got paid. So
I also remember a story about them where they kicked their guitarist out of the band. They kind of treated him like they were jerks in the way they treated him. He really did nothing wrong. I remember that too. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Yep. No, I was going to say, I mean, I get it. Music should be paid, but at that time, I was a young kid, and I could only get my music for free.
Right.
And there it is.
All right. Thanks. We appreciate that.
Thanks.
Bye.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, it's B-Side.
B-Side, Hot Take Tuesday. What you got?
You know, you could call me an oldie or an old, but anyone with subwoofers that have bass where your car it completely rattles and you can't make out the music, what's the point?
That used to be a thing back in my day. I feel like we don't hear that as much now.
Come on down to Quincy.
Oh, yeah?
Booming down Quincy Shore Drive in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah?
Like you can feel all the plastic in the car vibrating.
You can hear the license plate shake?
Correct.
Oh, that's good. Thanks, B-Side.
Bye,
girl.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Tuesday.
From the 774... If you're not a runner, you wouldn't know. Walking is one thing, but running sucks on sidewalks. That I understand.
Mm.
It's tough to run up and down sidewalks. Mm-hmm. I get all of that. From the 774 also, wait, it's legal for motorcycles to drive between cars? It is in most places. It is legal.
I can't believe that's legal.
Yeah, it is. It is. Reality TV, the Kardashians in particular, are overrated.
Lane splitting is illegal in Massachusetts. Thanks and have a nice day.
Is it?
Yup. Mm. Well, that's what AI says. That's what the Google search told me.
Wake up happy. You're telling me like it is. Your mornings never sounded so good.
The first thing I turn on when I wake up.
The music makes me feel so positive.
It's Carson and Kennedy.
Makes me feel good.
On Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
All right, so yesterday on the show, we were talking about my son, Barrett, going off to summer camp. He's 14 years old, and
he's driving you to drink, literally. I'll say it. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just the nature of being a teenager.
This year has been different in parenting.
A lot of boundary pushing.
Of a 14-year-old boy, and I don't know if this is... I'm not going to make a blanket statement and say all 14-year-old boys are like this, but...
I think you can.
But I think a lot of 14-year-old boys are like this.
Girls, too.
And, you know, we were conflicted because we're just feeling sad that he's going to be gone for 2 weeks, plus we're going off for a week, so we're not going to see him for like 3 weeks. But we're also very happy to get him out of our hair, as it were, mm-hmm. for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody texted in and said, well, I'd like to hear what 14-year-old Carson was like. And we said, what a great idea. What a great idea. Good morning, Dad.
Well, good morning.
Hello, friend.
Hello there, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I got some popcorn here, and I just can't wait to hear your stories about Carson at 14. The floor is yours.
Yeah, well, you know, Carson basically spent the summers with us at 14 years old because right. he was living in Florida with his mother. Mm-hmm. And we always had interesting times. The only thing I can, you know, that's about 43 years ago. So I can tell you that
it's been a minute.
Oh, come on.
He was a typical 14-year-old. He was a pain in the ass. And but the thing that he did is he always, I don't know, he seemed to beat up on his little brother all the time and his sister. So now he was a typical 14. They're great until a certain point, and then it just seems like that they go through that teenage years, and they're different people.
There was a lot of injuries around my siblings when I was around 14. So
because of you?
Mainly caused by Carson. You know, he
to be fair, one of them was not my fault.
No. How was he beating people up? Was he making them do things? What happened?
Well, he would take them somewhere, and they would one of them was when he took our little girl, who was like, let's see, how old was Alicia at the time, Carson?
She was probably eight.
What did you do to precious, sweet Alicia?
Took her on a little Boston Whaler and just for a little boat ride, and she laid up on the front, and then he went over this big wave, and she gashed her head, and we had to take her to the emergency room, and she still has that scar.
It's true.
Carson.
We were out riding the little boat, and we hit it. You know, it was my brother and sister, and they're like, oh, hit the waves. And she was hanging on to the cleat at the front of the boat, and we hit the wave in her face. And so we come back to my dad, and I was like, so we have a problem. And Alicia's got, like, my shirt over her head, and there's blood everywhere because of the water. The boat is covered in blood. Alicia's covered in blood. I'm covered in blood. They're trying to figure out who's hurt.
So let me ask you this. When Carson would then leave after the summer visit was over, did you breathe a great sigh of relief?
Oh, unbelievable. We smiled when he left. No, he did play a lot of sports. You know, he always did that, and that kept him occupied. Wasn't girl crazy at the time, so, he was actually pretty good to as a teenager, mainly because we could send them back to his mother.
And there it is. Scarring your sister, sending you back to your mother.
It also happened with my brother, too.
What did you do to him?
Oh, yeah.
Me and Brent, we went out.
What'd you do to sweet Brent?
I didn't do it, but I was there when it happened, so I get the blame.
Richard?
We were at Ocean City, Maryland. We were there visiting family. We were going to the beach for 2 weeks. And we stopped at a little, I think it was my...
it was a state park or something.
Yeah, state park, and it was my ex-wife's family. But we stopped, and they were all there. And he took Brent out in a little, took him out somewhere, and he got onto some rocks, and he ended up cutting up his leg really bad. This is a holiday weekend, and we're going on holiday. He ended up with stitches, and of course... He couldn't go on the beach or in the water during the whole time of the vacation.
He still has that scar, too.
So what we've learned here is do not get in anything that has an engine with
Carson. Or anything near the water. Or, yeah. You're going to end up with scars, both emotionally and physically. all right. Yeah, I love you, Pops.
Thank you for
love
sharing.
Love you, too. Happy belated birthday. As I said, we had a big birthday weekend. My sister turned 86 this weekend, and my niece is, her birthday was the same day as Carson's.
Yeah.
And she said, she said 36, but.
We're well beyond that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we miss y'all. Love you.
Love you too, Dad.
Kennedy, you too.
All right. Thanks, Dad.
All right, bye. There he's goes a gem, my dad.
An absolute turn. Gem of a human. God, who didn't you hurt, bro?
We were just out having fun. We were being teenagers. That's all. It wasn't malicious. I didn't do it on purpose. We're just out having fun. Now, what do you think is going to happen when we have Kennedy's mom on the phone?
A lot of angst.
You think?
That's what I
think. Hers or yours?
Yes.
Okay. Kennedy's mom next on what she was like as a 14-year-old. It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So we've been talking about my son Barrett being 14 and going off to summer camp and how conflicted we have felt, Lana and I, about him going away and us being happy that he's leaving for 2 or 3 weeks that we're not going to see him.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that, my guy.
But we also know that there's not much time left in the house and we love him and we care for him. But damn, we are so happy he's gone for a few weeks. And somebody texted in and said, I'd love to know what 14-year-old Carson was like. So we just had my dad on the phone. And I think what we learned about 14-year-old Carson was he was dangerous to be around.
You're a menace.
You were going to end up with stitches.
Menace.
But it was just summertime fun.
Oh,
it
sure.
Was just teenagers having fun during the summer.
Scarred for life.
Scarred for life. And what about Kennedy? 14-year-old Kennedy. What do we think she was like? Good morning, MB.
Good morning there.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, darling.
So, what was 14-year-old Kennedy like?
Oh, good heavens. Well, you know, that's a question that could take a long time to answer.
All right.
But
pick
I guess
one.
We don't have all the time.
No.
No. Well, I will, you know, just to tag on to what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't remember any scars on other people. Okay. Because they hung around with Kim. That didn't happen. In fact, I look back on 14 and then the subsequent years in high school. Gosh, they were wonderful to me. Sorry, but they were. Oh. But, well, they were. And, you know, things got started at that time that have continued in her life. That was the first role that she ever had in a musical, a fully staged musical in high school. That was Brigadoon. Now, Kennedy, what?
I know I was not easy to live with. It's okay. You can say the thing.
Okay, fine. Maybe headstrong. Maybe just a little bit headstrong.
Kennedy, headstrong? Come on now.
My way or the highway?
I thought this just started in the past couple of weeks.
Well, let me describe our living conditions to you, which might, you know, reveal a little bit of how the interactions went. We had moved from a larger house into a very small townhouse. So there were two bedrooms upstairs and then a living area on the second floor and a basement. So I had... I had the master bedroom, and Kennedy had the other bedroom upstairs. So she had a very beautiful place to live. Her two sisters got the basement, and they had to
that was a thing. Yes, that, yes,
they had to share that space.
But mm-hmm. Mom and I shared a bathroom. Like we had,
yes, we did.
We had this bathroom in the middle.
Mm-hmm. We did. Yes. And by the way, in that bathroom, something happened.
Mom, yes, go.
Yeah. This was the moment when I thought the house was on fire. And, you know, that can make you a little bit upset when you smell smoke and you're thinking, that's coming from inside my house. In the bathroom, I see this little bonfire in the bathtub. And as it turns out, I believe that these were the remnants of something that Kennedy had been preparing for, working for, maybe an audition of something of some sort, but she didn't make it. Whatever it was, she didn't make it.
So I burned it?
The bonfire in the bathroom.
Pyromaniac. Kennedy was a pyromaniac.
I did not know that side existed on her. And as
I burned
far as
many
I can remember,
a diary.
Well, I didn't see those. And as far as I know, I don't think you've burned anything else. I hope.
Just
that.
A lot of cigarettes.
there's that. But you know, it was the 80s. What can you do?
So much drama. Yeah. I didn't make it. I'm burning it in the bathtub.
Actually, that sounds pretty much exactly like the way you were talking at that moment.
Well, Mama, I'm sorry for being that much of a handful, because I know I was.
Oh, don't apologize.
I think if we called my sisters, they'd get a different take. But
I think so, too. That's a whole different story, which I... You'll have to have sibling day on Carson and Kennedy.
No, thank you.
I can only handle one sister in the studio
at
a time.
Yeah, when Jessica's in here, it's a frightening time.
Yes. Kennedy squared is a
really?
Lot.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes,
I
because we're
been.
So much alike, and, yeah. and Carson gets the brunt of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of oxygen.
And you can't tell the difference between the two of us, really.
Yeah, that happens so quickly.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, thanks,
sometimes.
Mom. Thanks
well,
for
MB,
being
we love you.
You
for coming in and sharing this with us.
Well, well, sure. My pleasure. It was always good to get up early and, you know, be awake and be alert. And
I know, she's on vacation.
Go take on the day, Mom. Go take on the day.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. There goes Kennedy's mom, Mary
She's
Beth.
So pleasant. We should have called my sister.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Wing from Melrose.
Good morning.
Morning.
Wing, you know, Melrose is home to my favorite Mexican restaurant, Mexico Lindo.
So I've heard.
I like that sarcasm.
That's what we're here for.
We get Kennedy out of the studio, please, Wing.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
So there are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more them correctly than Kennedy. We're going to give you $1,000 this morning. Just a reminder that if you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. She's now over in that studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It was 15 years ago this week, this female pop star released the song Mine. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
Amaya and Brian threw out the first pitch at last night's Red Sox game. On which reality TV show do these two fall in love?
Love is Blind.
Question number three. Blake Lively's legal team claims the actor she's embroiled in a legal battle with leaked info from her July 31st deposition to paint it as a face-to-face showdown and stir up media mentions. Who is she in a battle with?
Justin Bardoni?
What's the... Say it one more time.
Bardoni?
Question number four. It was 14 years ago, Ed Sheeran put his celebrity twin, who you may remember from Harry Potter, in a music video, and he just did it again. Who is his celebrity twin? What's the actor's name?
Rupert Grant.
And question number five. Sharon Stone says Michael Douglas didn't want to hire her for the movie they did together back in the day because they'd previously had a bad fight at a party. For his part, Michael says he doesn't remember. What was the movie that they starred in?
Basic Instinct.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
How do you think you did, Wing?
I am unsure about whole bunch of them.
All right. Well, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Wing from Melrose. I have getting 4 out of 5 correct.
Holy cats. Well done, friend.
Let's see if it's enough.
Let's see if it's enough. He's tempering his reaction.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
These are difficult. Question number one. 15 years ago this week, this female pop star released the song Mine. Who is she?
The song what?
Mine.
Mine? Taylor Swift.
I just can't believe it's been 15 years since that song came out.
I can't believe I know that was a Taylor Swift song.
Tied at one, question number two. Amaya and Brian threw out the first pitch at last night's Red Sox game. On which reality TV show did these two fall in love?
Love Island.
They were adorable. The smiles on their faces.
They do look quite happy.
The Red Sox jerseys. It was just a, it was good vibes only, Kenny.
We love it.
2-1 Question number three. Blake Lively's legal team claims the actor she's embroiled in a legal battle with leaked info from her July 31st deposition to paint it as a face-to-face showdown and stir up media mentions. Who is he? What's
so
his name?
Dirty. Justin Baldoni.
3-2 Question number four. 14 years ago, Ed Sheeran put his celebrity twin, who you may remember from Harry Potter, in a music video, and he just did it again. Who is the actor?
Rupert Grint.
4-3 Question number five. Sharon Stone says Michael Douglas didn't want to hire her for a movie they did together back in the day because they previously had a bad fight at a party. For his part, Michael says he doesn't remember.
Sure he doesn't.
What was the movie?
Basic Instinct.
I think that is a good example of just life. Something happens in your life and you hold on to it, and then the other person doesn't even remember it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it happens a lot.
It happens a lot. Mm-hmm. You feel so much emotion about something, and in the other person's mind, it was a fleeting moment that they didn't think about twice.
Correct.
So 5-4 is the final score. There you go. All about life, love, and winning for Kennedy that time. Wing, I'm sorry.
You did really well, buddy.
No, those were tough questions. You did great. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Rachel Rose, and I can only tie Kennedy.
I love the show. They're real. They're fun. Down to earth.
They're pretty funny.
I like that Carson and Kennedy.
It gets me ready for the day.
Thank you for listening to the Carson and Kennedy Show.
Carson and Kennedy, you're great. Obsessed.
If you want more of the Carson and Kennedy Show or missed Can't Beat Kennedy,
I like to try to beat Kennedy.
Check out Mix1041.com or download the free Odyssey app.
Love Mix1041.
Boston's waking up with Carson and Kennedy.
My husband just called from the other room and said, did Kennedy just say mansplaining is illegal in Massachusetts?
Yes. Yes, I did. Mansplaining is now illegal in Massachusetts. It is a jailable offense. Mm-hmm. When you see it, mm-hmm. say something. We'll have a special phone number for citizens patrols. Mansplaining and manspreading as well. That one's just a misdemeanor, but mansplaining is an absolute felony and a jailable offense. Yes, that is what you
Carson
heard.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.